Good morning, Jamaica, Jamaica. Rise and shine and give God some glory. This is a prophetic voice coming in your area. I just want to just share with you quickly this morning from Psalms 34, verse 10, verse 3. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Can we just begin to magnify the Lord as we are starting our day? We are commanding our day. And so even as we are commanding our day, we just want to give God some glory. We want to magnify the Lord. David says in Psalms 34, verse 3, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Jamaica, all across Jamaica, let us begin to magnify the Lord. Let us exalt his name together. This is the prophetic voice. We are commanding our day. And so if you jump over to Psalms 35, verse 27, it says, let them shout for joy and be glad. There should be some joy and some gladness in your homes right now that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, the Lord be magnified. So this Psalms is saying something that we should be saying continually, regardless of our circumstance. Saints of God and those that are listening, the Lord is saying there's something that we should be saying continually. Even if you don't feel like saying it, why don't we practice for today? Today, we are going to purpose, we are going to be just deliberate in our praise, in our approach today to say something continually today. Let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. And so when we begin to magnify the Lord continually, the Lord will begin to take pleasure in our prosperity. And so for those that are listening, this is a charge to us that we're saying that begin to magnify the Lord. Begin to magnify the Lord over your circumstance. There's something about when we begin to magnify the Lord, he's going to begin to take pleasure in prospering us. Whatever the area of your life that you need to be prospered in, God says, I will begin to prosper those who are saying something continually, the Lord be magnified. And as we are coming live this morning, we're saying, the Lord be magnified. Can we just have a praise right now in your homes? We're saying, the Lord be magnified. We are magnifying the Lord. We are going to be purposeful in magnifying the Lord. God is calling back his remnant who will begin to worship him in spirit and in truth. We are in an hour where God is seeking for true worshipers, those who will worship him in spirit and in truth. And so the Lord is saying also that there's something that he takes, he gives top priority when he says, I give top priority to prospering my people. He said, the Lord said, I wish above all things, above everything else, that my people will begin to walk into prosperity. But something needs to happen before we begin to walk into prosperity. God is saying it's top priority on my list. I want to prosper you more than you even want to be prosperous. But the Lord is saying, I take a pleasure in the prosperity of those who are saying continually, the Lord be magnified. And so we are just magnifying the Lord. There's something about magnifying. To magnify something also means to illuminate. And so one thing when we begin to magnify the Lord begin to put light on us. The Lord begin to shine on us. The Lord begin to put his glory on us so that we begin to attract good things in our lives. Yes, saints of God, as you are magnifying the Lord will begin to magnify you. The Lord will begin to illuminate your life. The word magnify is also coming from the same root word as magnet. And something about a magnet that it begins to attract things. And so things begin to stick to a magnet. And so when we begin to magnify the Lord, good things begin to attract to our lives. And that's how we start to see prosperity in every different facet of our lives. We begin to see prosperity in our finance, in our job, in our marriage, in every area, in our career, in academically, whatever area that you need, spiritual growth, every different facet of life, the Lord is saying, when we begin to magnify. And I'm here this morning to encourage someone. Today, we are going to be just be intentional as we are going to be magnifying the Lord today. God said, this is the hour. The hour has come. God is saying, we must begin to focus, put our focus on Him. We begin to start to live in a place of intimacy. Something that the Lord is also sharing in my heart. And the Lord said we must restore glory, not just in His house, but glory in our personal lives. Glory is God Himself. And so when we get intimate, when we begin to worship God in spirit and in truth, then we are getting the present, the tangible manifested presence of the Lord. And so in the realm of glory, it's a sudden realm. It's a realm where everything will begin to quickly manifest in your life. Saints of God, we are living in such a pivotal moment where God is looking for people to bless. God is looking for His remnant. God is looking for His people. Saints of God, everything is happening. And also, we are in the eighth month. Eight is a number for new beginnings. Yes, we are in August, which is the eighth month. And I want to share with you that in this eighth month, it is a Kairos. What is a Kairos moment? A Kairos moment is an opportune moment. It's an appointed day. It's a due season or set time for God to begin to move in your life. It is a time where things are happening in the heavenly realms. What is happening in the heavenly realms to begin to shift your situation and your circumstance into proper position in an alignment for God's breakthrough. Saints of God, this is no time for us to be sad. This is no time for us to have a victim mentality. Hear what the psalmist is saying in Psalms 102, verse 13. This psalm is saying, oh God, you will arise and have mercy upon Zion. God has arisen and he wants to have mercy upon Zion. He wants to have mercy upon you, His people, for the time. Listen, this is an appointed time. He's saying that the time has come to favor you. You that are listening to me, God is saying it's an appointed time. This is my time that has come to favor Zion. God said, I am beginning to favor. You are going to start to see different manifestation in your life. God said, I'm going to do a new thing in this month, August, and it shall spring forth. God is not taking long to do nothing. It's a sudden manifestation. For the Lord said in Isaiah 43, verse 18 and 19, He says, behold, I, God, am doing a new thing. This new thing is going to spring forth. It's going to be a sudden. It's going to be unexpected. It's going to be big. It's a whopping thing that God is doing. And so God is saying, I am doing new things in your life. It's huge. It's big. It's mega. It's things that it's unimaginable. Things that you have never seen before. God said, this is it. He said, now unto him that is able to do what? Exceeding abundantly. God is looking for some people to do some big things through the unexpected, the unimaginable, above that you're able to even ask, think, comprehend, according to the power that is at work in you. So what do we need to get a sense of God? The Spirit of God needs to be moving, needs to be pouring out of us. He said, according. So therefore, the Lord is saying, according to the measure of the power that is working in you, then you begin to start to see the unimaginable things in your life. God is saying, it's time when I'm going to give you the breakthrough that you have been praying for. I'm seeing intercessors. You have been praying for things for years. I'm seeing those who even have been praying from migration. I'm seeing people that have been praying for breakthroughs, even in your different areas of your life, personal life, your marital life. You've been praying for family members. You've been praying for loved ones to come into the kingdom. But the Lord is saying, this is my appointed time. This is my set time to favor Zion. This is a time where the Holy Spirit is brooding. There is such a move in a greater way in the earth realm that the Holy Spirit is ready to move in unprecedented way. The Holy Spirit is ready to manifest His purposes in your life, to accomplish His purposes in your life. And so, saints of God, I want to pray with you. I want to pray with even those mothers that are out there, mothers that are out there and you are a little bit nervous. You may be fearful. You may be going through some kind of anxiety because your children are going back to school and you're saying, oh my God, I don't know what to do. I don't know where the next meal is coming from. I don't know where the next money is coming from to pay their school fee or to buy their school supplies. But I hear God said, I'm going to pray with you right now that the Lord is going to send you help. The Lord God, may the Lord answer you when you are in distress. May the name of the Lord God, Jehovah, protect you in this season. May He send you help from the sanctuary and grant you support from Zion. May He remember all your sacrifices and accept your prayers and your burnt offering. May the Lord give you the desires of your heart. May your plans begin to succeed, except the Spirit of the living God. May the Lord, may you begin to shout for joy of victory because the Lord has granted unto you all your requests and your petition. I pray over you that the Lord, Psalms 118 verse 25 is your portion. Mothers that are praying for help, that are seeking help, back to school help. I'm saying, save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. Save that mother. Save that one that is looking for help for their children. O Lord, I beseech thee, send prosperity now. Send prosperity now. I hear God saying to you, mothers that are out there, the lions may lack, but the Lord is saying, those that seek me will not want of any good thing. I am praying over you that the Lord is saying, you will not want of any good thing. And so thank you for joining us. Please join the prophetic voice later on this afternoon on Facebook Live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or we could say Jamaica time. It's 7 p.m. Join the Prophetic Live, Facebook Live. And also, there are some prayers for children. There are some back-to-school prayers on my YouTube channel. I want you to go subscribe to Hope McDowell Gibson or Hope Across Nation. The YouTube prayers are there. Pray with me for over your children. God bless you. Thank you once again for tuning in.